This is On the Media. I'm Brooke Gladstone. Late last week, Gawker published a post that achieved something Gawker posts rarely do: upend Canadian politics. Gawker's John Cook alleged that he'd seen a video of Toronto Mayor Rob Ford smoking crack. Cook didn't actually have the video. His tipster wanted more money than Gawker was willing to pay. So instead, Gawker posted a long write-up of the video and started a fundraising effort it's calling Crackstarter to raise the $200,000 needed to buy the video, allegedly being shopped around by some Somali men involved in the drug trade. It's been the lead story in the Canadian press for the past week, but so far the mayor has dismissed the charge and slammed the Toronto Star for pursuing it. Here's a clip of that.
These allegations are ridiculous. It's another story with respect to the Toronto Star going after me.
The Toronto Star's Robin Doolittle says she's seen the video.
It's about 90 seconds long. My colleague Kevin Donovan and I watched it on an iPhone. It's a man that we believe is Mayor Rob Ford. It's crystal clear. It's well lit. He's sitting in sunshine, probably about 5 or 7 feet away from the camera, sitting on a chair, body turned toward the camera. He's kind of rolling around on the chair. His arms are kind of waving a little bit. He seems extremely impaired, mumbling, rambling, incoherent. In one hand, he's holding a glass tube with what looks like black resin on the top. We believe it is a crack pipe. On the other hand, we learn he's holding a lighter. At one point, he lights the lighter and cooks the pipe from underneath and inhales it and exhales a thin smoke. He also, in the video, can clearly be heard calling the Liberal leader, Justin Trudeau, a fag, which has also enraged a lot of people. Then, you know, about 90 seconds in, the phone rings or a phone nearby rings. He looks right at the camera and says, "That better not be on," and then it shuts off.
Do we know when this might have been recorded?
Our sources say it was filmed sometime in the last 6 months or so. The fact that he called Justin Trudeau a fag dates it a bit because Justin Trudeau just ran for the Liberal leadership, and that was just in the last couple of months. So you reasonably wouldn't be having a conversation about Justin Trudeau in this kind of setting 2 years ago or something.
So Rob Ford has been a larger-than-life Teflon Don kind of character in Canadian politics. Could you sketch him out for American listeners?
A lot of people compare him to Chris Christie, kind of that outspoken right-wing, kind of populist, bigger guy, every man's dude. And he's had a lot of controversies in his tenure. He was a city councillor. As a councillor, he often kind of stuck his foot in his mouth. He had a famous incident at a Maple Leafs game where he kind of launched into a drunken tirade at a couple from outside of Toronto and then denied it until confronted with proof and then issued an apology.
How did his relationship with alcohol set off the mess that he seems to be in right now?
2 months ago, I, along with a colleague of mine, Kevin Donovan, wrote a story about his longstanding battle with alcohol. He was asked to leave a military gala because a number of people felt he was impaired. And that kind of spurred this larger thing about his history with alcohol, which the mayor has denied, just for the record. But once the story ran, we started getting calls. And then this individual contacted me claiming to have a video of the mayor of Toronto smoking crack cocaine.
He has survived a lot of other scandals, large and small. This scandal, however, seems to have legs, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I mean, I've been covering this mayor for 3 years. I've never seen the media go after him so hard. Typically, the Star investigation brings something to light, and he says, "Oh, this is just the Toronto Star out to get me," and everyone kind of runs with this, "Oh, it's the Star and the mayor at it again." This time, everyone is really holding him to account, and he so far hasn't offered any sort of substantive statement about this.
It is interesting because the kind of aggressiveness that you're talking about, and I watched some of the footage on your site, is relatively mild by American standards.
Mayor Ford, do you smoke crack?
Even when he was heckled by some protesters at a public meeting sometime back and they were marched from the room, they were just sort of expressing skepticism from their seats. I mean, nothing like what we see here. And I just wonder, do your press and politicians have a different relationship of accountability because of that niceness?
Absolutely. Canada has absolutely atrocious accountability laws. And I think a lot of Americans don't realize how great they have it. I know a lot of people complain about, you know, infringement on privacy. But in Canada, like for City Halls, a story that I've been beating the drum on besides this has been city councilor records are not public documents. I can't get their emails. I can't get their schedules. I don't know who they're meeting with. All of that in the States is very public. So, for instance, the mayor of Toronto was arrested for drunk driving and marijuana possession in Florida, I think in 1999.
And that, not this mayor.
This mayor.
Uh-huh.
And that came out during his election. But because it was the states, we just called up the, you know, the court office and they sent us the arrest sheet. And he was saying, no, I wasn't arrested for DUI. It was for not providing a breath sample. And then we were able to pull up the charge sheet along with his mugshot and say, no, it says right here, DUI. That sort of stuff can't happen in Canada. Those records are all sealed. And that's something that journalists come up against all the time. Mayor Rob Ford doesn't release a schedule every day. No one has any idea where he is. It's extremely frustrating.
Robin, you are an intrepid reporter who's been going after the mayor for a while now. I'm just wondering what you think of Gawker's willingness to give $200,000 to some drug dealers.
Obviously, as a journalist, you kind of form opinions on things. And on some things, you just kind of try to keep your opinions to yourself.
Okay, fair enough. Robin, thank you.
Thanks very much for having me.
Robin Doolittle is a City Hall reporter with the Toronto Star.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.